Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. Floors for Living sale on now at Choices Flooring.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Bax, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bax?
G'day, Graham. I'm going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls. Sorry, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Karolina Pliskova is in her sixth season as a top 10.
Is it too early to get coffees, do you reckon?
Another Kerr for Sam Gong.
Another Kerr, right, for Sam Gong. Let's rip into it.
Yes, inspire and visualise with Room View, by the way, our instant room visualiser.
Of course. Andy Mayer's persistent with these nicknames for listeners.
Al is in Airport West at 12 minutes to 4. Rox Pox, what do you got for us, Elbow?
Elbow. And this one.
George is in Preston. Good afternoon to you, George Hoge.
Yucky.
Has he always done it?
He has. It's a thing he's
back
does.
In the Marcelin days.
Probably. I don't know what it is. A slight stumble here from Tags.
But yeah, it's good to look back in the archives, isn't it?
Archives?
Yeah. Archives. I have chives on my eggs. Archives.
The archives. Very good. Joshy Gabalich gets himself a bit tongue-tied here.
Jack Gunston's not going to be there. He played in the VFL yesterday. His first game for Box Hill since 2012.
Wow.
He's polished man, Gabba, too. Yeah, he wouldn't make too many of those.
No, not at all. Now, Warwick Capper, the Wiz. They made the fatal mistake on racing.com of interviewing the Wiz on the TV broadcast. Well, because there was a horse named Capper 39 running.
Yeah, Nick Ryan trained.
Yeah, this is not ideal.
We've got Warwick Capper here.
Warwick Capper's in the house, guys. Give me a clap. Thank you.
Everyone, give him a clap.
New white teeth, 85,000. Thanks to Docker D. So I reckon top three of those. So put some money on that. Okay. I'll put a couple of lazy grand on it. Patrick's fired up. And Chucky's over there. Chucky's our fatty, makes you hungry. He's lost 28 kilos of fat now. He can't get one, but I can.
He's done these.
From a bygone era.
Oh, come on. Now, Dwayne's talkback calls can be a strange lot at times. Tony here, well, have a listen.
This is Tony in Narrawarren. Looking at you, Tony. Hey there, Tony. How you doing?
Yes, mate. Sorry, I missed it.
That's all right. All good. You're on the air. Welcome to you.
Thanks, mate.
Are you there?
Yes, mate.
You're on the air.
Okay, thanks, Dwayne.
Is he making a toasted sanger?
I don't know what was going on there. That was just weird. Now, speaking of Dwayne, we know him now as the word magnet.
Yes.
And it all started with this one last year. He gets magnetised to a word, and this is how it all started last year.
Hey, Dwayne, how are you going?
I'm good. I'm pretty excited about another great weekend of footy starting tonight. Should be a ripper tonight. Who wins tonight? Should we start with tonight?
Now, that's how it all started, right? And it's just gradually got more and more and more. Anyway, he's doubled down on the same word just this week.
Derm, who wins tonight? Let's start with tonight. Who wins tonight? You got.
He's done it again. That was a year on.
All that smoked salmon he eats in the box.
Yeah.
Straight out of the bag he eats it.
Oh, yeah, he's a weird character. And then he just drinks like
milk.
Milk and then he's drinking straight Coke. Very fantastic. A few of, from Hutchie here, firstly he gets this phrase the wrong way around.
Murray Emerson's broken his silence there on all the picks issues over Stahl's history. And, wow. Supports the name of the change. Does think the picks doesn't come back too much.
Supports the name of the change, yeah. And then he messed this up on the sounding board.
But from the outside, you are entitled to ask questions as to what are the factors that may contribute to this. And is it above the head? Is it emotional?
Above the head or above the shoulders, Craig? In the head. And then he was on footy class, as he likes to call it. And I've got a feeling our producer, the man who led us into this building today, is not playing footy.
Players don't pay attention to outside noise. Good call,
Matt. It's a bad caller here. Everything over the fence caller. Look at Sam Fantasia on the weekend.
So Sam Fantasia works for SEN Adelaide in South Australia. He's a guy that's set us up here in studio number two. It's not Sam that's playing for Port Adelaide, though, is it?
It's a Ratio.
It's a Ratio.
He's a Carlton now.
Exactly right. It's weird. Right. Dermot, he got, this is when the rain and the hail came. He didn't quite get nail this.
Sarah, there's about as much lightning as... It's like a desert, you know. Not like a desert, but as much lightning as you find a desert. There's nothing...
he got thrown on the spot to talk about why the players were off at the MCG, and there was no lightning anywhere near the ground, but there was.
There's an album cover where there's lightning coming down on the desert.
No,
come back to me.
No, yeah, I hope so. That's not a great description.
It'll come back.
There are plenty of layers of this stuff up here from the Fox News presenter here. Let's see. Firstly, he starts to throw up, and then he realises it's the wrong person.
The Bombers trailed all game until Jake Stringer's goal from outside 50 saw them sneak home. Here's Fox Footy's Mark Ricuccio and David King.
Massive game at Marvel Stadium, the Bombers and the Saints.
Yeah, so it wasn't Mark Ricuccio.
It was not.
It was Jason Dunstall. That's not how you say Ricciuto. But anyway.
Midnight Oil. The Midnight Oil cover on the desert with the lightning. So I'm pretending, that's what Derm was thinking.
Yeah, I'm pretending I know what you're talking about. I've seen the cover, but I haven't.
Someone will text it.
Now, how far can you go with all due respects license? Now, Kane Corns doesn't hold back here, but in fairness, it was with all due respect.
It'll be a long season for North back six. I mean, you put any best 22 up in the preseason, there's a number of media outlets did, and you go, gee, this back six is the worst in the comp. And that's with all due respect, it's just the absolute facts.
You can get away with anything. Just reminds us of Talladega Nights.
Well, with all due respect, Mr. Dennett, I had no idea you'd gotten experimental surgery to have your balls removed.
What did you say? What was that?
Well, I said with all due respect.
That doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want to say to me.
You sure as heck does.
No, it doesn't
it's
mean that.
It's in the Geneva Convention.
Look it up.
Like no offence.
Yeah.
Oh, no offence.
No offence, but...
There is offence coming.
Yeah, there's offence. You know that every time that happens. Bill Lurie time.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on four.
Should take it. Dive got it!
That's it, baby!
Just a quick couple here. Jared Healy to start us off.
Not drop right off, but he's not the dominant Jordan Dawson.
Just a little one, and then Tony Squires.
Wayne Carey, he went to the kind of other extreme, basically saying on his podcast that the game was going soft.
Yeah, just a little weaky there. So that's off the record this week.